Before each station, we will say, "We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you," with your response being, "Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world." After each station, we will say in our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory be. Because this is an occasion for meditation and reflection, after the stations are finished, please exit in silence.
Today we have been given the opportunity to pause from the distractions of the world to meditate and reflect on the final day of Jesus' life, from his condemnation to his crucifixion and burial. The Stations of the Cross are a solemn, sacred ritual of the Church. It is fitting during this holiest of weeks that we reverently reflect and meditate on Christ's death. The Stations of the Cross give us this moment of salvation, this moment of redemption. For no greater love is there than this, that our God gave us his only Son who walked the road to Calvary, carrying the heavy burden of our sins. Let us, with Christ, walk to Calvary to witness his death and to witness our redemption.
The first station. Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Pilate went out again and said to them, Behold, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no crime in him. So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, Here is the man. When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, Crucify him! Crucify him! We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he has made himself the Son of God. Pilate said to the Jews, Here is your king. The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. Pilate said, I find no fault with this man. But when the crowd grew loud, he grew silent. I wash my hands. You deal with him. Pilate had the knowledge and the power to stand and say no to the world as it sought to crush the Lord of life. He didn't use either. How many times do I have the knowledge and the power to say no and stay silent? How many times do I participate, by my silence, in the passion of Jesus? Who will die because I do not say no? Dearest Jesus, you hear my silence and you still love me. Because you say no to the world says no to you. By the power of your Holy Spirit, give me the courage to stand and say no with you. Help me to take up my cross and follow you.
It was early Friday morning when I saw my son. That was the first glimpse I had of him since they took him away. His bruised and bleeding skin sent a sword of pain deep into my heart, and tears down my cheeks. Then Pilate, from his chair of judgment, asked the crowd why they wanted my son executed. All around me, they shouted, Crucify him! I wanted to plead with them to stop. I stood by and cried silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
At the cross station keeping stood the mournful mother weeping, close to Jesus to the last.
The second station. Jesus receives his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out away to crucify him. This cross has been thousands of years in the making. Its weight grows greater each time I look for someone to blame for the pain in my world. Each time I insist that sin must be punished, I add an ounce to the burden Jesus carries for me. This is the cross he carries, the cross of blame, of vengeance. When have I said, "Well, he certainly deserves that," or "It's only fair. Look what she did"? When have I failed to forgive as I have been forgiven? When have I laid more weight on your blessed shoulders? Dearest Jesus, each step you take today is made harder by my hardness of heart. You carry this weight, so no one else ever will, not even me. By the power of your Holy Spirit, please give me the desire and the strength to forgive, to lighten your cross.
Regaining a little strength, I walked with the crowds to the entrance of the square. A door flew open, and my son stumbled out, the guards laughing behind him. Two men dragged over a heavy wooden cross and dropped it on his shoulders. Then they moved him down the road. My pain for him was unbearable. I wanted to take the cross from him and carry it myself. So I walked on silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Through her heart is sorrow sharing, all his bitter anguish bearing. Now at length the sword had passed.
The third station. Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was a chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The laughter at your first fall is transformative, Jesus. The gathered eyes surrounding you laugh together, becoming a we for the first time. We laugh together. We reduce you to a joke, to something less than a man. I am lost now in the collective eye of the mob. How many times, Lord, have I sacrificed my eye as I took satisfaction or pleasure in the fall of another? How many lynchings have I started with my laughter? Dearest Jesus, lying there on the ground, you feel my laughter, our laughter, as a slap to the face, a pulling of the beard. In your innocence, you cause me to question my desire to laugh at anyone else. By the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, open our ears to our laughter, and close our mouths. Help us to see the human beneath the clown.
I followed close behind my son as he stumbled toward Calvary. Nothing had ever hurt me more than to see him in such pain. I saw the cross digging into his shoulders. My heart dropped when I saw him fall face to the ground, the heavy cross landing squarely on his back. For a moment, I thought my beloved son was dead. Now, my whole body began to tremble. Then the guards kicked him. He rose slowly and began to walk again. Yet, they still whipped him. I wanted to protect him with my own body. So I walked on and wept silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, how sad and sore distressed was that mother highly blessed of the soul begotten one.
The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. We want to make you a clown. We want to isolate you completely. But your mother will not permit it. She withstands the blows of taunt and sorrow to be present for you along the way. She alone remains to give you courage, to remind us that you are someone's child, just like we are. How many times, Lord, have we watched another suffer, but from a safe distance? How many times have you looked out through the eyes of another for comfort, but weren't able to find it? Dearest Jesus, your mother stood with you to give you strength, and to hold up your humanity in the face of our indifference. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to see the humanity of those whom the world wants to erase, and give us the courage to stand with them, to strengthen them, and to claim them as brother or sister.
I had managed to break through the crowd and was walking side by side with my son. I called to him through the shouting voices. He stopped. Our eyes met, mine full of tears of anguish, his full of pain and confusion. I felt helpless. Then his eyes said to me, "Courage, there is a purpose for this." As he stumbled on, I knew he was right. So I followed and prayed silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Christ above in torment aches, she beneath beholds the pains of her dying glorious Son.
The fifth station. Simon helps Jesus to carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. As they went out, they came upon a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. This man they compelled to carry his cross. Jesus told his disciples, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." We need you to die, Jesus, but our rage has gone too far. You are too weak to continue on to the head of the mountain because we have beaten you so severely. When you can't go on by yourself, we look for a solution that won't involve us too closely. We mustn't touch the cross ourselves, but the process must go on. Then we find our answer. A stranger, someone who obviously has no idea who you are, will carry the cross. He knows nothing of your innocence. How many others have we called on to do our violence for us? How many soldiers pulled triggers because we could not? How many executioners pushed buttons for us? Dearest Jesus, Simon stood in for us when you couldn't go forward. He helped us carry forward your execution in ignorance. Witnessing your courage and love, he became your friend and ours. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to see our reluctance for what it is, a sign that something very wrong is happening. Give us courage to step forward when you can't go on and say, "Enough."
I could now see almost complete helplessness on the face of my son as he tried to carry his heavy load. Each step looked as if it would be his last. I felt his every pain in my heart, and I wanted the whole thing to end. Then I noticed some commotion near Jesus. The guards had pulled a protesting man from the crowd. They forced him to pick up the back of the cross to help lighten my son's load. He asked the guards why this had to be, and so followed silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Is there one who would not weep, whelmed in misery so deep? Christ, dear Mother, to behold.
The sixth station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. He had no form or comeliness that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteem him not. You have been beaten so badly that you are marred beyond human semblance. As you walk along, you are almost unrecognizable. It is so much easier for us to hate you, to jeer you, to wish you dead when we cannot see your face. Veronica will not permit us that luxury. She steps forward and wipes away the blood and sweat, showing all of us your human face. How many times have we missed your humanity, Jesus? How many times has it been easier to deal with your suffering because we left your face marred beyond recognition? Do we have it in us to see your face? Dearest Jesus, your suffering is the suffering of a truly human being, suffering we want to avoid seeing. We want to make your suffering something divine or something less than human. We don't want to connect closely to you. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to see what Veronica reveals. Help us to see your humanity in all the suffering around us.
As I continued close by Jesus, a woman pushed past the guards, took off her veil, and began to wipe my son's sweating, bloody face. The guards immediately pulled her back. Her face seemed to say, "Why are you doing this to him?" So I walked on in faith, silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Can the human heart refrain from partaking in her pain? In that mother's pain untold.
The seventh station. Jesus falls for a second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I am the man who has seen affliction under the rod of his wrath. He has driven and brought me into darkness without any light. He has blocked my way with hewn stones. He has made my paths crooked. He has made my teeth grind on gravel and made me cower in ashes. The first time you fell, we laughed. This fall elicits our hatred. Even though we have forced Simon to help you, you won't play your part. Get up! Get up, you! We are desperate to find an outlet for our rage. Life isn't the way we want it to be, and someone has to pay. Get up! Get up, Jesus! Hurry up! How many times have we added our voices to the mobs, kicked someone when they were down? It isn't that it's easier for us to attack someone who's weakened. It isn't easier. It is necessary. We need you to fall so that we can see you as different, as disappointing, as worthy of our hatred. Dearest Jesus, what wondrous love is this? You fall to the earth so that we might rise. You endure our hatred so that we might escape it. By the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, open our eyes to our need for someone to hate and to your willingness to be hated for our sake.
Again, my son fell, and again my grief was overwhelming at the thought that he might die. I started to move toward him, but the soldiers prevented me. He rose and stumbled ahead slowly. Seeing my son fall, get up again, and continue on was bitter anguish to me. I walked on silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Bruce derided, curse defiled, she beheld her tender child, all with bloody scourges rent.
The eighth station. Jesus meets the woman of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never gave suck. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Weep not for me, but for yourselves and for your children. The women of Jerusalem want to weep for you, as though your fate were unrelated to theirs, as though the violence you suffer did not own them as well. You turn their sympathy back to them, remind them that your fate is their fate too. How many times have we contemplated your passion, Lord, and wanted to cry for you? How many times have we wanted to weep because of your pain and not because we caused it? How often have we blinded ourselves to complicity in violence by feeling sorry for the victims? Dearest Jesus, we want to be converted, not only to feel sorry. We know that you love us too much to leave us wallowing in pity. By the power of your Holy Spirit, open our eyes to the ways that we benefit from the suffering of others, so that we might weep for ourselves and for our children.
I was walking a few steps behind Jesus when I saw him stop. Some women were there, crying for him and pitying him. He told them not to shed tears for him. They had the opportunity to accept him as the Messiah. Like many others, they rejected him instead. He told them to shed tears for themselves, tears that would bring their conversion. They did not see the connection between that and his walk to death. And as he walked on, I followed silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
For the sins of his own nation, saw him hang in desolation, till his spirit forth he sent.
The ninth station. Jesus falls a third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. It is good for a man that he bears the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone in silence when he has laid it on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the smiter and be filled with insults. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but, though he causes grief, he will have compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. Jesus, you have done all that you can do. When you fall this last time, you entrust the remainder of what must be done to us. There is no more strength. You are utterly beaten, defeated, but we are not finished. Like the potter's clay, we will now make you into what we need you to be. How many times have we seen another's weakness as an opportunity to shape them, to change them into what we want them to be? How many times do we take advantage of the fact that you are too weak to resist, Jesus, and fasten you to the cross? Dearest Jesus, there is a good reason that we cannot leave well enough alone, that we must continue on, no matter how thoroughly crushed our victim seems to be. It isn't enough that you are defeated. You must allow us to put you into the shape of the guilty one, the one who deserves what I have done. By the power of your Holy Spirit, teach me the real meaning of mercy. Deliver me from the need for a guilty victim, lest I make one.
This fall of Jesus was agony to me. Not only had he fallen on the rocky ground again, but now he was almost at the top of the hill of crucifixion. The soldiers screamed at him and abused him, almost dragging him the last few steps. My heart pounded as I imagined what they would do to him next. So I climbed the hill silently behind him.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O thou Mother, fount of love, touch my spirit from above. Make my heart with thine accord.
The tenth station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The soldiers took the garments of Jesus and made four parts, one for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was without seam, woven from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture, "They parted my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Physical humiliation isn't enough. Spitting isn't enough. Whipping isn't enough. Crucifixion isn't enough. We need to shame you. We need to strip away from you any shred of human dignity. We are blind to the dignity in which your Father clothes you. Unable to see your deeper dignity, we revel in the shame we pour out on you. How many times have we branded someone with a scarlet letter? Drunk, convict, weakling. How many times have we labeled our brother or sister so as to set them apart, reduce them to nothing by using shame? Dearest Jesus, as you stand there, stripped before the crowd, you are more dignified than any of us present. In our blindness, we still believe that shame reduces you. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to see the dignity that you have, that every child of God has a dignity that neither we nor anyone else can take away.
With my son finally relieved of the weight of the cross, I thought he would have a chance to rest. But the guards immediately started to rip his clothes off his blood-clotted skin. The sight of my son in such pain was unbearable. I stood by and cried silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Make me feel as thou hast felt. Make my soul to glow and melt with the love of Christ our Lord.
The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right hand and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders, mocking him, saying, He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe him. Hanging for hours on the cross is not cruel enough, Jesus. Watching you suffocate will not mollify our rage. Life has been so unfair to us. We have such rage that we have to use nails instead of the traditional ropes. Rage bleeds away as nails, meant for wood, cut easily through human flesh. How many times have we allowed our rage to drive us to cruelty? Cruel acts, cruel speech. How many times has another borne the scars of our rage? Dearest Jesus, we cannot free ourselves of this frustration, this fury, by means of our own strength, but we know that you are able. By the power of your Holy Spirit, free us. Take from us this rage, lest someone else suffer to assuage our pain.
As they threw Jesus on the cross, he willingly allowed himself to be nailed. As they punctured his hands and his feet, I felt the pain in my heart. Then they lifted up the cross. There he was, my son, whom I love so much, being scorned as he struggled for the last few moments of earthly life. So I stood by and prayed silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Holy Mother, pierce me through. In my heart each wound renew. Of my Savior crucified.
The 12th station. Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scriptures, "I thirst." A bowl full of vinegar stood there, so they put a sponge full of the vinegar on hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. We stand in stunned silence as we survey the result of our sin. The Lord of life hangs dead from a tree. The peace we pursued as we chased you up the hill refuses to come. As we gaze upon you, Jesus, our victim, the realization dawns. Violence will never again bring peace, and we are terrified. Mute with horror, we stumble to our homes, as though the earth were moving under our feet. The ground itself seems unsteady as we contemplate a world without violence. On what will we stand? Dearest Jesus, keep our eyes fastened on you, hanging lifeless on the cross. Not only today, but every day, remind us of the cost, the bankruptcy of our old ways. Drive us into this silence so that you might speak a new world into being in us.
What greater pain is there for a mother than to see her son die right before her eyes? I, who had brought this Savior into the world and watched him grow, stood helplessly beneath his cross as he lowered his head and died. His earthly anguish was finished, but mine was greater than ever. So I stood by, and I mourned silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let me share with thee his pain, who for all my sins was slain, who for me in torments died.
The 13th station. Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Since it was the day of preparation, in order to prevent the bodies from remaining on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. So a soldier came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. We have all departed by the time the guards permit those who love you to bring you down from the cross. Once the spectacle ended, we are compelled to leave. There is something horrible and fascinating about you as you hang there, and it frightens us. We leave the task of dealing with your body to those who are already unclean. How often, O Lord, have we fled our own horror, left the care of the dead and the dying to others? How many times have we let our fear of the power of death drive us into hiding? Dearest Jesus, as your mother and your friends cared for your dead body, we are nowhere to be found. We refuse to touch the dead, as though their holiness would make us unclean. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to see beyond this falseness, to see how, by your death, you've stripped all death of its holiness.
The crowd had gone. The noise had stopped. I stood quietly with one of Jesus' friends and looked up at the dead body of our Savior, my son. Then two men took the body from the cross and placed it in my arms. A deep sorrow engulfed my being, yet I also felt deep joy. Life had ended cruelly for my son, but it had also brought life to all of us. And I prayed silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let me mingle tears with thee, mourning him who mourned for me. All the days that I may live.
The 14th station. Jesus is placed in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and departed. In a tomb that you could never have afforded, those who did not abandon you, those who refused to join the mob, lay your body to rest with great tenderness. There is nothing divine in the torn flesh, nothing holy in the bloodied brow. There is only sorrow, deeper than the greatest trenches in the ocean. Sorrow. You will breathe life once again into our deadened spirits, Jesus, but not on this day. Today, we walk as those robbed of hope, shuffling from one place to another, as though we belong in the tomb with you. Perhaps without the breath of your new life, that is precisely where we belong. Dearest Jesus, we have seen ourselves as we truly are, reflected in your loving eyes as we laughed and kicked and rained down blows. We wait now for your redemption. We are hungry now for a life that doesn't need the blood of victims to sustain itself. Our hunger threatens to consume us. By the power of your Holy Spirit, keep this hunger alive. Help us never again to be satisfied with the bread of this world.
We brought Jesus' body to a tomb, and I arranged it there myself, silently weeping, silently rejoicing. I took one more look at my loving son and then walked out. They closed the tomb, and before I left, I thought. I knew this had to be. It had to be for you. I would wait in faith, silently.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
By the cross with thee to stay, there with thee to weep and pray, this I ask of thee.